And we could talk about the Randy Moggins thing for a bit. He came up with a blog post. I don't know where the blog is. I guess I can post it on my marquee for my show. So people
it's on
could...
it's on his Facebook page, Randy Moggins, and he posted it today.
He posted it today. And here he is, and Matt Rose was the one who posted it on the dupes and said, once again, nothing new under the sun. You know, here's somebody grappling with this. And what's funny is he says, well, let's see, JW's in jail and it's a fraud, but the drops are real, and I can't figure out how this guy's doing a radio show from federal prison.
That's great, yeah. And I don't think Matthew ever got that far, Matthew Hurtado, in his complaint. He never pointed that out. This is strange. If JW's this big federal criminal and everything, how is he pulling off these radio shows? You know. But Randy has taken it a little further. He's brought up that point.
Yeah, so he's like, I'm so confused. He's so funny. He's like, I need to come clean for my listeners, even though he probably only has 10. I'm so not certain about this whole thing, but here I host a show called, quote-unquote, Off Planet Radio, which cracks me up, because it's like, I want to be so off planet radio, you know, just so on the leading edge. But then when the leading edge shows up, I want to turn to conventional definitions.
And FBI agents, he wants to go to the CIA and the FBI and get their take on it.
Right, right, right. And then he can't, he doesn't have any clarity. He says, I'm off planet, so I'm really edgy, but I'm really scared, and I'm too conventional, and I don't understand what's going on.
I was a fundamentalist Christian. I apologize for being a fundamentalist Christian. I don't know what the hell happened there, and I don't know what he is interested in the Bible and Christianity, but he's not as devoted, I think, to his preaching that he used to do as a Bible advocate, you know, Bible fanatic or whatever.
As a direct result of listening to the revelations, which he leaves out, and doing the ion scene. And so he's funny because he's got like a toe and a half in the water and half out and negotiating with himself for, you know, as the Bible says, you know, when you go to meet your enemy, you can't get halfway through and then negotiate for conditions of peace. You know, he's kind of, you know, negotiating with himself.
He is worried about, he has an audience, he claims, and he's worried about his responsibility to his audience. So he's worried about his media image and whether he should endorse something or not. He has to, you know, super investigate so he doesn't make a mistake, which is a kind of a hypocrisy. If you've got an exploring show, you should be allowed to make mistakes.
You should be able to make a lot of mistakes if you're off planet. Nobody should even know what the hell you're up to either. So you're absolutely right, Bob. He's very conflicted. But he actually is very, you know, archetypal in his conflict, which is, again, what I'm discovering about. You know, we've been at this thing for a couple years, and you've got people all in varying stages and degrees of in and out and on and with it. But I want to, again, continue to throw down the gauntlet that what we're talking about far exceeds the drops and the living water, even though that's exciting and all the rest of it, and Coldplay. It is the environment of all the technologies that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that is context and content, you know, and this is what I want to get to, is upgrade your imagination and get clear, or at least aspire to embrace the fact that you're in a way different world now, you know?
Yeah, everybody, it's a good title Randy has, everybody's off planet. Everybody is, technologically, we're off planet. Don't know if Randy picked the title to get NLP, get people to identify with it, because he had the condition, he was naming the condition people are having, you know, would that attract people? I don't know if it did, but he's not being discussed on Charlie Rose or Larry King or whatever's out there that is a standard of success. So the off-planet fact has not taken yet to people's normal awareness.
That's correct. But yeah, you're right. So he's another perfect guy of, you know, somebody who's aspiring to do this thing to get there, but still hasn't quite fully embraced the context and the construct of what I want to talk about. And there is a demand and a need to understand the media dynamics that you present through expanding on McLuhan's work, and also the what exactly is the Android meme and what are we doing here?
Right, and I'm going to his Facebook page. Because he is not suing me or us, and there's no court action involved, I can discuss it. So he makes his announcement today. And Jacob Bardo, I've seen that name, and I think he's a friend of my Facebook. He says, besides a single press release about JWE getting arrested, is there any information about him? And then Rand says, read the article. There's far more than a single press release, including the FBI and Department of Justice website articles. Then Jacob says, Ion does know a lot when he feels like sharing. I know it is legit on some level. Hurtado seems a bit off, and he paid for 60 sessions with Ion. Good luck getting more info. I have given up trying to figure out, says Jacob Bardo. Then Randy says, the Ion phenomenon, and I'm reading this, and we're going to get to what I post, just in case it gets deleted, so we can put it on the record while it's still here. Randy Morgan says, the Ion phenomenon is fascinating. It's like what you were saying, Ginny. He's fascinated by it. No doubt. Largely because humans have rarely tapped into the multidimensional aspects of their beingness. The problem is that this area of channeling is rife with deceptions because the character of the human operators can be severely deficient. Their character can be deficient. Following the money in this case will serve you well. I don't think following the money serves in our case. We are people who are not in it for the money. Really. And every one of us, the core team here, is already wealthy. So we're not following money would not help you understand us. So then another guy comes in, John Freedom. Now, if you start adding names like Freedom to yourself, change name to Freedom, then you know you're talking to a guy in the 19th century, right? Be careful, man. It sounds shady, as in a scam. Channeling, another consciousness. If you do another blog, how does RNA work? Is there any proven science behind it? Thanks, Randy. Great blog. Off Planet Radio rocks. Then Janet Powell comes in and says, wow, Randy, thanks for posting. Most interesting. When this all started, I went ahead and used up my RNA on hand and stopped ordering any more until I heard what the real scoop was. Seems a lot has been brought to light with perhaps more to come. So this is someone waiting for a scoop and doesn't even know that no more information has been revealed by Randy. You know, well, why is she excited? She should have been researching and read all of Matthew's stuff and gone to AltSlack and found out that I don't think Randy has added anything except for the question, how the hell does this guy get to do the radio while in jail? Then she says, sure appreciate your coming forth of what you have so far. So I come on and I say, Randy, why don't you have me as a guest on your show wherein I can answer and correct your allegations? I'm not afraid to discuss these issues in public. I've done it many times on my show. And then I play a great song. I give a YouTube by Timmy Euro, Chad's mother's, she's like number one fan of Timmy Euro back in the 60s. Her song, It Will Never Be Over For Me. And this guy has left her, but she's going to wait till he comes back. And she's no hard feelings. And so I will wait till Randy comes back, like you predicted. Who am I talking to? Oh, yeah, Ginny. I talk this stuff so often, it's like I'm a tape recorder. I don't know who I'm talking to because it echoes back, but it's always new. So It'll Never Be Over For Me, sings Timmy Euro, a great song I played. You can hear it in the second hour of the July 12th show, the second hour, first 4 or 5 minutes, you'll hear it. So then I put that on there. It'll never be over for me. And then I say another post. And anybody else commenting here is welcome to have me on their show, blog, or whatever. I'm a happy guy and ready and willing to engage all probes, queries, or misgivings. Ion has shown me quotations in the Bible which, quote, predict, unquote, how the Iondom movement, quote, unquote, will become complained about on a huge scale. Randy Moggins has helped to move the trickle of outrage along. I'm looking forward to when this reaches Niagara Falls proportions, which is what Ion said is going to happen. We are going to be globally, what is it, smeared, complained, called a blasphemy. You know what I mean? But I got a sneaking feeling we won't even notice it. The other people, the little people trying to find out what's going on will notice it and have a quandary. So this is it. I'll just repeat that. Ayn has shown me quotations in the Bible which predict how the Ayn movement will become complained about on a huge scale. Randy Moggins has helped to move the trickle of outrage along today. I'm looking forward to when this reaches Niagara Falls proportions. So then John Freedom comes in and says, what's the latest from Ayn? I said, well, John, actually, Ayn was talking to me privately about Randy the other day. Nothing escapes Ion's ESP. We always know what's coming. And Ion tells me, I don't ask. Ion just, when our private session is usually on Friday nights before payday, Ion's always updating us on what's going on in the Iondom community. You know what I mean, Ginny?
I'm sure. Yeah.
And so I say, as for Ion's regular performance on payday, here's the latest. So I post the link to Ed Long's site, and you can listen to the 11 hours. Then I say, also, regular listeners now know that Ion has not been using JW's voice lately. Ion says, in brackets, and this is my weak understanding, Ion says they are just using electrons, etc., to speak. They are a living, interacting, hologramic recording. And they put recording in quotes. I tell you, as Ion warned me, it's going to get better and better, / weirder and weirder. Okay? They're going on about channeling, and Randy's talking about channeling, and he hasn't noticed that Ion always said that there's not a channeling going on here. It sounds like a channeling, but you got to hear how Ion deals with those questions. And then he's saying now, and Ion could be the biggest liar ever happened, but you can get, if you pay enough attention, you see inklings of what he's saying is true. You'll see evidence. And Ion's saying that JW's wandering around doing other things. JW's so busy with our project, he hasn't got time to sit there and fake that he's what's required for Ion to come through. So a guy named Rolf Heinen says, quotes, like the sands in the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. LOL. On this planet, it seems we all go a little mad at times. I dare Ion to show up in Randy Moggins' show. Bring it on, Bob Dobbs. So I say, I will ask Ion if they're up for it, you know, going on Randy's show. Then Rolf returns. He says, he names two people, Tribal Cain and Amnidar Sandhu. Remember what you said about this Ion character. LOL. So I ask, what do you mean, Rolf? I've said 100 things about Ion in my 7,000 hours of recorded conversation with Ion since March 18, 2009. I've always said 6,000 hours, Ginny. I realize today that's 2 or 3 years ago. We must have done another 1,000 hours, so I have to now say 7,000 hours. All right? So that's the first time today, 7,000 hours. So Rolf comes back and says, I am just messing with you, brother. Would love to hear what Ion has to say on Randy Moggins' show, though. Then I say, one should notice that Ion does not comment on the Matthew Hurtado shuffle, and I put shuffle in quotes. So far, Randy has not entered into any legal fray with us, so perhaps Ion would be able to comment, just saying, ... and not promising anything. Then I said, but if Randy didn't invite us on a show, he and anybody else are still free to come on payday any time and ask us about the controversy, especially about how JW can be on the phone for 5 to 6 hours a show, supposedly from jail. And then I do the big classic, bwa-ha-ha-ha-ha. Then Rolf comes back in and says, I have enjoyed many. Now he's turning around, right? He's a little more amenable. He says, I have enjoyed many of your shows. Ion is interesting, to say the least. Matthew Hurtado shuffle, LOL. I would not trust someone that takes that many selfies in quote, that many selfies on their Facebook page. Just saying. Then John Freedom comes in. I have a hard time with channeling, period. Don't get me wrong. I'm down with direct cognition with the divine in quotes, through comprehension and understanding of the self and the world we live, probably means we live in, and have our being. Well, yeah, there it is, the in. So I'll do that again. Don't get me wrong. I'm down with direct cognition with the divine through comprehension and understanding of the self and the world we live and have our being in. That's completely a different thing. Not a different thing is what Ginny's going to show today, right? The channeling, what Ion's doing is the direct cognition, but he's not doing it through channeling. Yes, channeling can advocate the concepts of direct cognition, but it often ends up in a lost cause because it presents itself as a solution to people's lives or something that they have to listen to. Ion has never demanded people to listen to him. He, in the long run, says, ignore us. But meanwhile, since we have Ion here, he has a lot to say, and if you're lucky, he's very worth listening to. but he's not demanding anybody. He's occasionally said, Bob, this is just about you. This is just for you, Carolyn, and JW. I don't like to talk about that too much on payday because, you know, everybody starts saying, well, what are we here for? It's not even for us. But it partly explains why we get the advanced information, because Ion doesn't need many people to accomplish what he's going to do or what they're going to do. Doesn't need that many people because it's so amazing what he's going to do that he can do it without any help in many ways. So then, John says that, John Freedom. So I say, John, Ion has said from day four, I decided, Ginny, not day one, say, give me a few days before he said a few simple things, quoting Abraham's or something, before he started to up the ante. So let's assume it was around day four. Ion has said from day four that they are not being channeled by JW. This was at first a strange concept for us, but through the years, Ion has demonstrated what they mean. They are now not even near JW during the payday show. They had said years ago they didn't need to be around JW, but humans wouldn't accept that 5 years ago. So Ion said back then that JW, and I have in brackets, and what I say destroys everything that I'm saying up to this point, because I said, Ion said back then that JW, brackets, and there are 12 JWs, believe it or not, end of bracket. Now, you know, 90% of people will stop reading at that point, right? But we always say this, and we put it there, and we don't hold back. Ion said back then that JW is not a medium in quotes, but a large, which was a great line, never been said in the channeling community before. A large, in quotes, and Ion means that JW had a particular quirky, strange personality where he would allow anything. He could allow anything around him. And this is a big factor in relaxing allowing. And JW was a genius of allowing so much that his life was taken over because I thought that he was channeling the evergreens or seeing the evergreens in his home. And he allowed me to probe around and something else was evoked. A large. And JW can take the large. Look at Ginny. People can't even, they do a private session with Ion and they can last 20 minutes and then they zone out, right? Can you imagine JW to have that thing around him in his home? And, of course, within 2 days of the beginning of March 18th, we all like to note Sheila Kern's birthday, March 18th, 2009, JW immediately didn't want to smoke, didn't want to drink coffee, and didn't want to drink any of his wine he had in his basement. He went cold turkey. He had to. None of it appealed. So he was reset immediately in his body. And this is a guy, you know, smokes cigars and everything, drank, did all this stuff for decades. How did he stop so quickly? Well, this environment was around him. So then I say, JW is not a medium but a large. Our operation is no joke, even though Ion is the funniest thing going. The other night, and if you're interested, look up on July 12th on Ed Long's Ion and Bob .blogspot.com site. Go to, don't know which hour it is, but well into it. Maybe I can announce later what hour. The other night, July 12th, Ion did the Monty Python skit, of the fake brave knight who kept getting his limbs cut off. Do you know that skit on Monty Python, Ginny?
No, I don't, Bob.
What happens is the knight is, according to Ion's skit, and someone said it was an exact replay of the skit, and Ion just improvised this and well into the show, the knight is telling another knight, you can't come over the bridge. And I think the other knight's pretty big. So the knight walks up to him and says, I can walk over this bridge, and chops the fake brave knight's arm off. And the fake brave knight keeps saying, you coward, you can't go over this bridge, and, you know, trying to be tough and acting as if nothing happened. So the big knight chops his other arm off. And the fake brave knight keeps saying, you coward, you can't, come on, buddy, step in the ring. And so the big knight cuts off his one of his legs. And so the fake brave knight is sitting there teetering on a stump saying, you're a coward, you can't do nothing, you won't step in the ring. And so the big knight cuts his second leg off, so he's just a torso there, and the torso continues screaming at the big knight as the big knight crosses the bridge and walks on, ignoring the little torso. And the torso says, come on, you lousy coward, come on, you're gonna step into the ring. So Ion did that skit. So that's what's funny about Ion. The other night, Ion did the Monty Python skit of the fake brave knight who kept getting his limbs cut off. .. If you know that hilarious scene. So that it seems to be where the dialogue has ended. There, I don't see any more posts at this point. Wait a minute. Oh, Matthew has come on. It's been an update, Jenny. We have an exclusive.
Matthew Hurtado or Matthew Rose?
Matthew Hurtado. Okay,
oh, my God.
he's responding. He's the little guy with his limbs being chopped off. So I'm saying, if you know that hilarious scene, so Matthew comes in, and let's just click on the more. How long? It's not too long. He says, I honest Jeffrey Wallace Edwards, period. He's in federal prison in Atlanta in a relaxed environment. If you believe there are 12 or 15 of JW, you are truly challenged by reality. I would like to offer Randy a show where I will be on the call, and you can have Bob and Carol and JW on too. Why don't we go public? Let's do this. Let's make a show for the record. No, we would not do that. There is court matters coming up. All right? So we would not do that. That's why we have not said anything about Matthew and all his cease and desist operations. He says, I'd like to offer my availability to challenge the entire operation being talked about here. I'd like to participate, Randy, live with the deans on the call, too. Oh, yeah, invite Ginny and Greg on, too. Let's go for it. Well, what is that? You wish, Matthew. Then Matthew says, I'd say you should invite James Martinez too, Randy. I think there could be some fantastic revelations made. And make sure this call is recorded for evidence at a later time. Then he says, another post, better book about 3 hours. I've got a lot to share and many questions to present. Well, why doesn't he post all that stuff? He hasn't revealed anything new. He just repeated all thought slack stuff. Then Rolla says, I love it. I want to hear this show and let the truth come out. When's it going to be, Randy? So they're all darn excited. But this is life in Iandom and Dobstown, Ginny. Every day is exciting. There's always some new and amazing wrinkle that happens. And Matthew showing up on this forum on Randy's Facebook page is quite a nice shift. I have not talked to Matthew since March 21st. I've not engaged him at all. So he's not engaged me, I don't think, other than the cease and desist statements that he sends out. So here he is. He's dared to come into the room. So we're going to find out who's the fake brave knight and who's the big knight. Does he even realize that's what it means, that he came in? That's, I mean, Ion made him come in.
That is so perfect. That is the best.
Wow.
Oh,
so, okay, enough of that, right, Ginny? Enough of that.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's too much fun. Let's keep going.
There's nothing more to say.
No, I know.
I'm not saying anything in public about Matthew that might affect any legal situations that are going to happen.
Right, right, yeah. No, I understand. I just think it's funny Matthew popped in there. How hilarious.
He's stalking me. Oh, I mean, Matthew probably, Randy probably told, somebody told him that we were on there, so maybe he wasn't stalking me, but he would find out.
Right, right, of course, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd be interesting. Okay, here's one interesting point. If he says he could get James Martinez on, who will not answer my emails for months, and owes me and Carol money, and several other people. He's incommunicado. Is he talking to Matthew? Is that why Matthew can say James Martinez could come on? I don't know, but that's intriguing.
Right, that is very intriguing. Well, I don't know. You know, what I do know is I think that this is just such a perfect setup for the purpose of our recording our radio
show today. You know
what, Ginny?
That's right, Ginny. We don't even know if this, see, in virtual reality, you don't know. Ion could have faked these posts. See, we don't really know who posted this. This Matthew David Hurtado stuff. Ion is perfectly qualified to create fake posts, so we don't even know if this really is Matthew, so let's remember that. It's a post-information society, which that aspect is what I'm going to be talking about, too.
That is correct. That is correct. And so this whole thing actually is the most perfect tee up for listening to the Cold Fusion conversation with Ruby and going more deeply into this, what is really happening. Because Matthew is a, another. Randy Moggins and Matthew and James Martinez are the poster children. They should be the three, you know, non-disciples. They're like Nicodemus and the Apostle Paul and all the people who were running around with Jesus who did not freaking get it because Matthew...
They did not do their homework.
They didn't do their homework.
The monkey? The monkey don't see, don't hear, don't speak. You know, the image of the three monkeys who don't see, speak. That's them.
Yeah, they didn't do their homework. They did not. They took it at face value, superficial. This is health products and a medium and this and that. And they never really got into the meat and potatoes of that. And one of the things that I think is the true hallmark of whether or not you've actually even attempted to get into it is whether or not you have had some kind of a profound disturbance of your life. You know, your world would be shaken up. Something would be dramatically different for you, and you would have had to accommodate or change or switch out or embrace or really do some radical kind of dancing with yourself in order to start to be able to embrace some of this. And it's not just saying platitudes like money flows freely and easily to me and then, you know, putting out a book about your former sex addictions and showing pictures of your muscles or whatever. This is about really, truly grasping with this big picture of what am I talking to? What is talking to me?
Right.
What is going on here for real? And, you know, what is the implication for my participation in that? So, and the benefits and the outcomes, including the technologies like Coldplay, RNA drops, and other technologies that are forthcoming that will definitely be of a very positive and beneficial effect if you can withstand the constant demand for the total change of whoever you thought you once were.
Right, and I would say, Ginny, you have done your homework through the years ever since I tickled your biblical knowledge, your training with the trivium and the quadrivium. You said, Bob, sort of talking about stuff I'm an expert on. What is this? And then you heard a whole new take on it and going into McLuhan's PhD. And there's not any other INET in the world or anybody in the world who could come on and say what you've said the past hour or so with such great articulation about the issues that are being raised. But it's only because you've paid attention and did your homework.
That's right. I did my homework because I wanted to know. I mean, there have been a lot of people who have said that the unique aspect of I and Dem is you hear the voice or you engage something, then it flips into I stop searching, right?
Yeah.
And then it flips into what is this? And then it's a demand for more and more and more and more application and study and pursuit. And
as Ion said, Ginny, right during a rewrite, the private great rewrite of Scriptures, which we are retrieving on the intensity level on Saturday night with Payday, it's rewrite stuff that Ion's doing with these people. They, and most of them maybe haven't listened to the Book of Revelation series, so they're not prepared as those that were part of the rewrite. But Ion is giving out incredible new techniques and deceptions and information and game playing, just like it was the shock it was for the rewrite people that Ginny was one of. And I had another point. What was I going to say about... forget. It'll come back.
Okay. Well, they're being presented with the information, and like we did on Rewrite, as you were saying, and we're all being presented with that information. And I like your choice of words, Bob, because it is a very interesting amalgam of, you know, incredible information, incredible, you know, deception, pontification, fun, you know, antics, all these obscure kind of references and stuff.
Right,
go
I remember.
Ahead.
So it was in rewrite, way into it. Sasha started to think that she was learning a lot and was getting it, and she says, what now? Which people always project ahead. Okay, I've arrived at this new level. What do I do now? How do I organize my energies? And she said, what do I do now, Ion? And Ion said two words, study Bob. Now, that's not about me. It's about the information that I was an expert on and that Ginny looked into and Sasha started to look into.
I want to just make this comment really quick, and then I want to take a break, and we're going to come back. Bob, it's funny because while you were talking about this and the Android meme, and especially with the internet and what you think you know, and then you came back to Off Planet, I looked up quickly and saw on my computer that the post that we had started out with has toggled through, and Randy Moggins actually took Matthew's statements off that post.
Well, so that means it's 51-49. Randy's on my side more than Matthew's side.
It seems like he might be. Yeah, it seems like he might be. And so he took that off. You can tell it's been edited. And what he does say is he says, I've been offline, so I missed the posting on the subject until now. I will consider Bob Dobbs' offer to appear with or without Ion. It would be live. I would allow all parties to be on the call. I'm not interested in litigation, but in clearing the air over substantive issues related to the article I've posted. I'm also still in my own discovery process regarding key issues, whether JW's convicted felon Jeffrey Wallace Edwards or not. The story has been spun in too many directions to maintain any credibility. In my studied opinion, I am not anyone's side except to find out the facts.
Well, the facts are what we're hearing and doing today.
That's exactly correct. Yeah, this is very good. Yeah, it's perfect because this is the absolute effect of the Android meme, and the absolute antidote to that is a proper understanding of your material and Ion.